Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report for today. It is Thursday, September 16th, 2021. I'm Doug Hagman, your host, going to guide you through this hour, along with my brother, my older brother, from a different mother, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. I'm excited for today's show. Excited, maybe that's not the right word. I'm anticipating today's show. A couple of things, you know, look, the treason that's out there, that's evident. I mean, it's in your face. They're laughing at all of us. They're laughing at us about the treason. They're laughing at us about the international threats that we face. You've got the communist Chinese puppet Biden in the White House. It all goes back to November 3rd. There was a coup on November 3rd. That's when the coup happened. It wasn't on the 6th. It was on the 3rd. Understand that. We had another coup in California this week. Well, it just gets, you know, the information just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. Folks, go to stevequayle.com, stevequayle.com, S-T-E-V-E-Q-U-A-Y-L-E, stevequayle.com. And there you can find all of the information, the backdrop of what we're going to be talking about tonight, as well as gen6.com. You know, if you haven't done it already, Extinction Protocols, what a great video on demand or DVD set. You really need that information for the context of everything we're seeing today. And there it is on your screen if you're watching this at home. We appreciate that. And I want to thank Steve and others pushing us over 1.5 per downloads this program this month, and appreciate that. That's just on one platform. Real quick, locally here, I can see somebody's going to get fired from the CDC. Last evening, my wife brought this to my attention. On the local news, there was a person for the Department of Health, not the CDC, but the local Department of Health, that was giving an update on the SARS-CoV-2, known as the coronavirus or the Chinese Communist Party Anglo-Asian virus, that said that 6 people died yesterday. Now, here's where the termination will probably come in. And I can't believe they admitted this, because this individual said, well, you know what, 3 of the 6 already had the clot shot. Now I'm paraphrasing. I'm putting words there. They were already vaccinated. 3 of the 6 that died, but they still got the coronavirus and, you know, went the 10 toes up. All right. So, my wife said this. She said, you know, I was really surprised that they would even admit just the thought that they would admit this. All right. So, you know, it's the veil is coming down. I think the veil is being removed, and some of the truth is coming out. So, hey, correct me if I'm wrong, folks. I just thought the definition of vaccine, until they changed it on September 1st of this year, I thought it was the whole idea of a vaccine. And again, you can correct me if I'm wrong, was to avoid getting sick, avoid getting infected. No. They changed the definition. So, that's something to keep your eye on. But the first hour, we're going to be talking about A Tale of Two Tsunamis. Both coasts are toast. A Tale of Two Tsunamis. If you go to stevequayle.com, you can find that article there. And before I go, one more thing. I just want to say thank you to the very many people who have purchased my book through Amazon, In the Dark of Night. Thank you for leaving a comment there and rating it and such. Appreciate that. 19 countries and counting. So appreciate that as well. And also HagmanStore.com for a signed copy if you'd like it, or inscribe. Just be very specific what you want me to say. All right. All that said, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Steve, how are you doing, sir?
Well, good, Doug. And again, I think it's interesting. You know, in A Tale of Two Cities, that famous quote, it was the best of times. I think I'm doing this from memory, and the worst of times. Yeah. And I think that's what we're experiencing now in the United States in the context of this. There are two narratives, one's true, one's false. There are two Americas, one's, I would say, historic America, and the other one is the globalist destruction of America. So what I'm going to be talking today, and by the way, again, kudos to Hal Turner, because he's been doing a great job on the Cumbre Vieja worsening condition on the island of La Palma in the Canary Islands.
I want to stop you right there because there's two issues I want to get into after looking at your website in detail. The Canary Islands and Helena Slump, okay, in Hawaii. There seems to be some issues there. So if you can lay the groundwork and get into it, because I think people need to hear that. So go ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, first of all, one of the things that surfaced a little over a month ago was the fact that there was talk in the, I would call, background intel circles of both China and Russia stating that when they go to war, primarily China and Hawaii, they would basically set off a nuclear device on the big island of Hawaii in the area, you know, which would be known as the Helena or H-I-L-I-N-A slump. And that would cause a West Coast tsunami of pretty much unimaginable proportions. People don't understand how big the island of Hawaii is, actually how tall it is from the base of the ocean, you know, the ocean's bottom to the top of the, you know, the mountains of Hawaii, like Mauna Kea, et cetera. But what's problematic, Doug, in the last, you know, I'd say week to 10 days is that on the East Coast, we'll deal with the East Coast first. The East Coast has always been subject to speculation of what would happen if there was a volcanic eruption on the island, La Palma, the Canary Islands, and what's specifically known as a Cumbre Vieja area, C-U-M-B-R-E-V-I-E-J-A. And, you know, what's fascinating, Doug, is that over the years, and even 25, 26 years ago, I was talking about earthquake-generating weapons. I was talking about volcanic activation weapons, and I was, guess what? I was quoting defense secretaries and national security advisor Zygmunt Brzezinski. The problem is that most people simply don't take, I would say this, technology that has been in the realm of science fiction as fact. And let's talk right now again that really, I think we'll put it in. And Eric, if you would put this up on the screen, Doug, and we'll deal with this right now, okay? It's a Russian video that shows a doomsday machine able to trigger 300-foot tsunamis. But now here's the caveat, ladies and gentlemen, and here's the stupidity of the arrogance and the assumption of the pride that used to be present in the U.S. military thinking we were on top of the world, and we're not. But nuclear weapons experts question why you'd ever build one. Well, that has to be the dumbest statement. And in my opinion, okay, I better put there. My opinion, for any nuclear physicist to say that, I would put in the same category as with the development of the atom bomb, top secret, you know, during World War II, excuse me, the Manhattan Project, when somebody's saying, but why would anybody ever build that atomic bomb? You know, Einstein's famous quote. That, you know, he didn't know what the final war would be with after nuclear weapons were used, but I think he alluded to the fact it'd be sticks and stones. So the technology exists. There are patents on it. And what we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, is a realistic warning. Now, in the back, and this is what's critical, in the background of information I get, this is not old news to me, Doug, but it is new news when the Russians have affirmed the building and the placement of their 100 megaton bombs called the Tsar, T-S-A-R, and they call them Tsar Bomba. Sounds like a dance. Tsar Bomba, like La Bomba, just going for a little bit of humor.
Really sad. You'll be dancing. Yeah.
Yeah. My humor will be picked on. They can't argue with the facts. So years ago, when I was on talk radio, and I forget when Vladimir Zhirinovsky, who was running for the Russian president, they called him Mad Vlad. I love that guy. He was so absolutely out of a very bright man, okay? But he was telling the West that the Russians had a secret weapon called the Ellipton, E-L-I-P-T-O-N, and that it could split the Earth. It was based on Tesla physics. And by the way, while our... what would I call them? Self-righteous, reality-denying defense department and a lot of the associated defense industries, they always would take the position concerning Russia and their advances in high energy physics and Tesla physics and just say, oh, that's just crazy stuff. Just like the headline that, you know, was just placed up. Now, Eric, if you put that back up and scroll down to the, you know, where it says Russian President Vladimir Putin. Okay. In the background, Doug, I'm being told that, and I even told Hal Turner this on his, or on a phone call yesterday, and he just didn't understand how they could be put underwater. Well, I sent him this and now I believe he understands. But if you were going to attack an enemy and you wanted to make it seem like a quote, an act of God, well, you could duplicate it and leave it up, Eric, as I read it, if you wouldn't mind. You would duplicate, you know, the events that have been natural in the past. I've either been tsunamis generated by earthquakes, but you'd also begin to try and phase it in so that people wouldn't get too wise. I mean, if they just went to like what I have called jackhammer earthquakes, 6.5s, bam, 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 you know, somebody's hammering it. And that's another weapon system that maybe we can talk about. But ladies and gentlemen, all what I'm saying is I have had validated and verified over the 26 years I've been on talk radio by different scientists, different physicists, different, how should I say this, people fleeing from the intel agencies, people dying, literally dying, kind of a deathbed confession, and also people contemporary to our day and age, you know, telling me in veiled ways what they can get away with and not violate their national security, whatever, oaths, and, you know, they sign contracts. I have never signed a national security contract of any kind, Doug, and I keep saying this, I've never been on the payroll of any government agency, ever. You know, I just have to deal with stupid rumors.
Was there any question? I mean, seriously, was there any question?
Well, no, well, there is.
I mean, okay. All right. Yeah. You know, okay. You're right. Yeah there is. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Now let's go through this because I want people to understand something. That I'm talking right now about the Russian doomsday weapon. And it says Russian President Vladimir Putin said in early 2018 that Russia was developing a nuclear powered torpedo that carries a massive nuclear weapon. Okay, that's 2018. We're going to come right into the contemporary days. Now, the new video posted to the Russian Defense Ministry's YouTube account appears to show a prototype of such a torpedo codenamed Poseidon. Isn't it interesting? Again, for the Greek little god or the fallen angel is what it's really that controlled the oceans. Now, if Poseidon is ever completed, it might be able to create a 300-foot tsunami. And on Hal's site, and I think we should put that link up because it's such a good job, I posted on my site, too, what a tsunami of varying heights and speed would look like. But again, Doug, here's the thing that really bothers me, that, you know, one arms control expert describes such a hypothetical weapon as Putin's doomsday machine. One thing I want people to understand about the Russians, and I know this from dealing with some of them, and believe this or not, not as a spy, not as a foreign agent, after the breakup of, you know, the former Soviet Union, but they mean what they say and say what they mean. Putin does not bluff. Now, I'm not talking about camouflage tanks that are inflatable and stuff, but when he demonstrated his hypersonic missiles, which we don't have, when he demonstrated he could shut down, and look, this isn't a pro-Russia statement. This is a statement of saying, ladies and gentlemen, you have just watched the greatest act of treason by the most powerful general in history, Milley, consort and give comfort and aid to the enemies of the United States, who, by the way, have declared war on the United States. China has, who Xi Jinping, by the way, said they destroyed the United States with their bioweapon. Very famous economist, Xi Jinping. And now we're being told, and this article, I think, is a couple years old, 3 years old. But what I'm telling you in the last probably week, Doug, information coming to me from different sources are saying the radiation signatures that have been seen around Moscow and in the surrounding countryside with such counts per minute that they've never recorded that. One guy who's a nuclear physicist, and I'm not a nuclear physicist, but I know some really smart ones. The thing is he said that can only be accounted for one thing, Steve, They're building and putting together their biggest weapons. And they're also adding to their arsenal 25 megaton weapons. So that term, and this will be interesting to people, weapon, they call it their weapons of indignation. Doug, weapons of indignation. And what's interesting, yeah, it's appropriate, isn't it? And what's even more appropriate, and this is interesting, God's word talks about God telling his people to hide themselves, and I believe literally in the person of Jesus Christ, until his indignation is past. Okay? So God is historically deals with one nation to punish rebellious nations, and then he destroys the punisher of the rebellious nation. God never sanctifies evil, but he allows evil to take its full course and be turned on the equivalent evil. I guess that's a new word, equivalent evil. And then he judges. So why am I saying all this? Because, ladies and gentlemen, the West Coast is toast. The East Coast is toast. We are at a wartime footing. We are at a wartime footing. And just for everybody's information, you know, you're looking at a 50-meter tsunami. Thank you, Eric, for that. Is 50 feet. I mean, a meter is 39.37 inches, I think, close to that. Okay. So it's, you know, that's 150, 160 feet. But the Russian weapons of indignation are 300 feet. And Doug, to my knowledge, nobody has ever said what I'm going to say. They only look at the immediate results of floods like we watched in the Banda Aceh tsunami. You know, they only look at the, I'd say this is the initial death, the initial, or the Fukushima, you know, all the stuff that happened to the nuclear reactor there, but they never talk about groundwater contamination. And so I'm trying to get somebody who's way smarter than a lot of people that criticize me to run the computer models to ask to basically take all the groundwater on the East Coast and on the West Coast, which, by the way, is being diminished, and give me a projection on basically the amount of salt water based on, you're going to love this, saturation rates, the speed, the height of the tsunami, and how much water, and I don't know how to put this into correct terms, but this is my asking smart guys with maybe a stupid way to say it. I want to know how much of the fresh water will be poisoned on the East Coast when this event happens. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but just to be clear, now when you say groundwater contamination, you're not talking about nuclear or radiation contamination. You're talking about actually the salt water. And we know that salt, you know, once it hits the ground or once it hits whatever, hey.
Fresh water.
Yeah, I mean, it's never going to
be. Yeah.
Right. It's never going to be the same again. Okay.
That's a good point, okay? It's going to make it non-potable. Non-potable. It's also going to do the same thing on the West Coast, and it's even more problematic because, again, you know, and I'm trying, like, believing God that we'll have the mega drought and banishing waters film out, you know, probably realistically now by mid-October. I can't even explain. We're trying to do in 3 months what normally a normal film I do, and with no loss of quality that I do usually takes 9 months to a year. So I want people to, you know, understand that. The issues.
I just want to ask a question, all right? Yeah, Eric's going to show you an image. This is compliments of the U.S. Navy. You've seen this map before.
Yep.
Okay, so is this... Does this have anything to do with what you're talking about, or is this something different, or is this a...
No. Well, this is actually the quake and shake map, and as Stan Deo has produced it, is fairly accurate. There's also a map called the U.S. Navy map.
That's what I thought this one was. Okay. All right.
Yeah, and leave it up just a minute, if you will, Eric, I'm trying to get my thoughts here.
Well, this would be a good example of what that tsunami could do, even though this is a sea level rise map.
Right. So again, what I want to make it clear, Doug, I'm not talking about the radiation poisoning because that's another issue. And, you know, you can just imagine what, if you've got 100 megaton weapons going off on three coasts simultaneously. I guess the area of fishing in the ocean is over. I'm not trying to be a smart aleck, but what's important for people to understand, we're talking about, you know, saline seep. What causes when a greater force of water, a greater volume of water overtakes a lesser volume of water, ultimately, if you're talking salt water and fresh water, that water is going to be turned to brackish, B-R-A-C-K-I-S-H. And so while I'm saying what I'm saying is how many people will die and they won't have time to vacate the East Coast and nor will they have time to vacate the West Coast. But these are simultaneous. That's why we're calling this, podcast today, broadcast. We're calling it a tale of two tsunamis. The coasts are toast. And we're watching now, in my opinion, the greatest, the greatest presentation of treachery the United States has ever undergone. I want to make it clear to people. I don't care if 500, 400, 600 evangelical prophets, New Age prophets, people that claim that this is going to come back, it's all going to turn around. I don't care if I'm the last man standing, because here's the deal. In all of the talk, in all of the political realm, and I call it politicus, stupidicus, dumb, and you can rhyme a word with is, okay? Politicus, stupidicus, I'll leave off the other word. It's my Latinized version of there are no political solutions. And Doug, this is interesting because we're watching a dilution of the American citizens with the importation of Afghanis. This does relate to what we're talking about, tsunamis. Just as we're going to be flooded by tidal surges and forces generated by initiated earthquakes, we're at the point now where we're being displaced. In other words, the same thing I'm talking about, pure water being displaced by salt water, is happening in the immigration and the takedown and destruction of the white race. And this has nothing to do with just being quote unquote, you know, everybody who always talks about those evil whites. Have you, most of you notice they're always white communist college professors.
Yep.
That should be a first clue. Or, you know, the white guilt people who have so much money and they think that they're being altruistic to destroy anybody that, by the way, the real motive is that might challenge them in their finances. We're in one hell of a mess. Now imagine, okay, we're talking about, you know, Eric put that picture up and the picture of the tsunami. Imagine that on the West Coast, but then imagine the low-lying areas of the United States along the Gulf Coast. We watched pretty much the oil petroleum refinery business that was located there in Louisiana. We watched them be brought to a halt by a hurricane. And so again, what is critical for people to understand is that you're going to watch the physical landform change. Now, it's not going to happen tomorrow necessarily, but what's happening, and this is really critical. Hey, Eric, can you find a picture of Cumbre Vieja and the Canary Islands, La Palma? So I want people to see this. And ladies and gentlemen, this is real time because, again, you know, things change. We were going to have another guest, and he backed out, but we would have done this in the second hour because he was sick. But the thing is that we're watching, in essence, the accelerated motion of the destruction of the United States. Tell me, everybody, when America had the rule of law, we had America. America has no rule of law. It has none. We just saw in Minneapolis a Somali policeman be freed of first-degree murder who shot a woman dead cold, reached over his partner, and the Supreme Court just set him free in Minnesota. Well, if you understand Somalia and you understand Minnesota, you can get the feel that maybe there's a little bit of a Sharia there. There's a little bit of manipulation there. Because she, I don't know if he shot her because she was wearing, her pajamas. And I think the Somali guy said she was a threat. So you cannot have freedom without the rule of law. And Doug, this is what I'm going to ask all the Q people, which for the record, never once in those years did I believe Q was real. I said from the beginning it was a counterintelligence project. I was called every name in the book, and I did say that. The bottom line is that people wanted someone else to fight for the freedoms that they were not willing to fight for themselves. And when I say fight, I'm talking about peaceful. I want to make this clear. I'm talking about nonviolent, peaceful. I'm talking about Gandhi style. Look, I'm a Christian. I understand Gandhi was a Hindu. But Gandhi did something that no one else could have done by force of arms. He did what he did. He brought about the revolution through nonviolence. And I'm not an anarchist. I'm going back to what I want. People every day, Doug, I know you get baited too. I get baited. The anarchists want anarchy. The gangs want anarchy. The certain factions of this side, that side want anarchy. Everybody wants anarchy, but they don't understand that America that we all love, not necessarily anarchists, but that you and I and everybody who's, I guess you'd say, just a normal, and I would say this, God-loving American who loved freedom, liberty, and truth, what's happened to them? So you can't appeal. We have, what, 450 brothers and sisters languishing in jail in Washington, D.C., not even with any trial, not even with any hearing. And ladies and gentlemen, you've got to understand the rule of law is dead. Doug, would you say that's a fair statement, or do you think that's a fear porn statement?
No, enough with the hopium, folks. Enough with the, where's Durham? Just curious. Where are the audit results? Yeah, I know they're coming, two more weeks, right? But no, you're exactly right. All right. And enough of this. The rule of law is dead. The law, the legal structure is simply that. It's not a judicial or justice, a system of justice. It's a system of laws, and the laws apply only to us peons as opposed to them. So no, you're 100% accurate. And, you know, so the people you mentioned in jail, I sent out a text alert on Galileo. I just went blank there for a second. I sent out a text alert on Galileo. I have a DC source, intelligence source, saying, look, don't fall for this J6 rally in DC this weekend on behalf of those incarcerated, because it's really infiltrated by and, to a lesser extent, structured by the FBI, all right? Because it's I don't want to say it's a trap, but it's setting up a trap. So, yes, what you're holding people, based on the Patriot Act and the other unconstitutional acts, the Constitution is basically dead. No one's going to the aid. Who's going to the aid of those incarcerated, Steve? Who? Nobody. Nobody. Okay. Nobody. Nobody. So, you know, they call that an insurrection at the Capitol. I love it how these insurrectionists, you know, walked between the velvet ropes in the Capitol and Statuary Hall. I love that.
That was a picnic.
Yeah. You know what, folks? You haven't seen an insurrection yet. You haven't seen a revolution yet, except back in the 1776. Now, go ahead, Steve. I'm rambling.
Well, no. And so why are we segueing? People say, you never stick on the same subject.
Well, good.
Yeah. Because listen, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm telling you right now is underway, and I could care less what the offense department says. Obviously, they hate my guts. They fly helicopters over my house and scan my house, you know, 11:20 Sunday morning. But the bottom line is that God's truth will prevail. And this is an interesting thing, Doug. Again, lies are always echoed and reverberated through all the mouthpieces who take orders from the ultimate liar, Satan. But the still small voice of truth is what God speaks to our heart. Even Elijah, when he's running from Jezebel, going in the cave, hiding out in the cave, he thought that God was going to speak to him out of the wind and out of the whirlwind and the storm. And the story in scripture talks about him going to the mouth of the cave, and the mouth of the cave. And then the Lord spoke to him, and it said, the scripture says, and the Lord was not in the lightning, the thunder, the whirl, but the Lord spoke to him in a still small voice. I want people to learn to cultivate the voice of the living God. And I want people to understand something, that if you believe the false lie that someone else is going to bring you peace and harmony, and things are going back to the old way, as the grocery shelves are emptied, as the pasture land, and as the productivity of this once great blessed nation by the living God that stood as a beacon to the world, you tell me how that's going to happen. And Doug, this is the thing that I'm trying to get across. Now I'll make it just bottom line blunt, okay? When these events take place, they will be simultaneous. They will not be linear. In other words, do I expect the East Coast and West Coast to have generated synonymies? Synonymies. That's a new word. Synonymies. That, I don't know what that is, but it's a new word. Tsunamis? Absolutely. Do I expect the food chain to become dire? Absolutely. I'm the one that said it. And again, when I say this, look, I'm either telling the truth or I'm a liar. But as a Christian, I'm held to a different standard. I know the judgment that I will give account for everything I say. And yesterday, I had a lot of repenting to do. I really did. And the thing is that the whole, can I say this? The whole head of this country is corrupt now. It's corrupt. And the only way that's going to have any change is mass repentance. But nobody on a major level scale, when we had, Tea Party and all those movements, you know, Q.
The moral majority. Way, remember that?
Yeah, moral majority. Yeah. Yeah. But look, people will quote 2 Chronicles 7:14 and expect someone else to do the repenting. I love it. I was saved 49 years ago, you know, with a face-to-face encounter with Jesus Christ. And that was the theme going around then. If my people, Jimmy and Carol Owens, at least in that time period, you know, they went across the country calling God's people to repentance. But unfortunately, Doug, God's people are not being preached repentance. They're not, and I'm telling you this, they're abandoning the faith. The last survey that I saw, it was on Tom Horn's site, it's what, less than 20% of the people claim to be Christians believe the Bible as the inerrant word of God? Is that right, 20? Was it 15 or 20?
It depends on the facet of the study, but it's about, it's about 20, less than 20%.
Okay, that's what I understood too.
Yeah.
Now, listen to this. We're talking about this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all orchestrated by that Schwab. And I'm going S-C-H-L-O-B, Schlob, Schwab. Darth Vader wannabe, you know? Ruler of the world. People who pay attention to him. And by the way, he dresses up like something that even the costume designers in Hollywood, well, maybe that's who designed his wardrobe, would be proud to put in any sci-fi movie. By the way, he's dressed down from his, a Flash Gordon wannabe look. But here's the thing. Where are the people of God in the pulpits? They're not in there anymore, Doug. I believe God is calling his people out of the churches. I believe he's calling God's people unto himself. And if you feel like you're in a wilderness, I want to share this to everybody who feels like they're in a wilderness who are believing Christians. It's exactly where God takes us, where he manifests himself, his miracles, his power is in the wilderness. I had epiphany. God said, Steve, I've told you to tell my people for as long as you've been warning people. By the way, I started warning people about this 40 years ago, but that when the money fails, everything goes away. Think about it, Doug. And now we're being told that between July 15th, Janet Yellen, forgive me, between October 15th and November 11th, that's the spread. That's when the U.S. dollar dies. And I want people to understand something. You can read between the lines. And you can listen to me, Doug, whoever else is on. But when stuff starts to come to pass, that means if we're telling you the cause, then people got to understand the effect. A good example yesterday. I have background sources that I consider the best I've ever had in my life, courtesy of the living God's promise and faithfulness. I posted a story. It was I posted my comment on WorldNet Daily talking about, you know, what's going to happen to veterans, okay? And let me ask you this. Here's basic logic. And I always love asking you this because you're the investigator. if they're making all healthcare professionals, except those who quit, take the mutagenic, what I would call jab of death, the JOD, J-O-D, if they're making veterans physicians and hospitals, hospital physicians and nurses take it, if they're making the military take it, or they're going out, they're getting rid of the military, there, ladies and gentlemen, there's a purge, there's a pogrom going on in the U.S. military right now before your eyes. And so I put the statement up that they're already far enough in advance that those who have seen the actual statements, well, I don't believe until I see it in the press. Please, if you have that attitude, you're listening to the wrong show, you're listening to the wrong guy, because they're talking about making the veterans in veterans hospital and benefits subject to the vaccine passport. I got so much, how should I say this? I'm looking for a nice word. Let's say this. Negative feedback. Does that sound, is that a nice Steve word? Negative feedback.
From what I know, you're being very charitable.
But. Yeah. And so thank you, Doug. The thing is that there's no ability in this nation any longer to put cause and effect. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that people have got to understand is you have the highest officer in the land, the military, usurping the presidential authority over the military. And this is the key, Doug. No one's talking about this. China declared war on the United States. He gave aid and comfort to a nation's group of military commanders that declared war on the United States. How does that not qualify as treason? Yeah, you know what Biden says? You know, I have full confidence. Of course you do. You're under the same control as he is.
Well, he even lost Alexander Vindman, that little puke. He even lost Vindman on the deal, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
How low do you got to go to lose Vindman? You're just saying.
Yeah, no. But again, just saying. Can I ask you this? How can you tell it like it is when nobody will listen because they only will deny what is because they want what they can't have ever again? That's a mouthful.
Yeah, and it wasn't also, to add to that, it wasn't raining when Noah began building the ark and was building the ark. So, again, just saying. But you're right, you know. And I think a lot of this is, you know, people don't like to be fooled. So it's easier to fool someone than it is to tell someone they've been fooled. That's what I believe is going on.
Yeah, no, that's actually true. Because people will believe the lies of their own making, but they will not allow people who know it's a lie to tell them they believe the lie. Because can I tell you something? Everyone's comfortable in their own juices, even as the oven is turned up and the frogs are being boiled. So, and again, ladies and gentlemen, the article 2018, July 24th, that Eric put up with the cool picture of, you know, the tsunami. Obviously, there's been so many great tsunami pictures, meaning, you know, science fiction shows showing what it's going to be like. But now we're dealing with science faction, F-A-C-T-I-O-N. And what's interesting, Doug, is I've never seen, and maybe you live in a different world. Of course, I live in Bozeman, Montana. But I've never seen the level of denial of reality that I'm seeing, not from the unbelieving left, who, by the way, hate God, declared war on God, who have served Satan. I was told by someone who was so high up that you know, they tried to kill him so many times, he's out of the country, that they all, at a certain level, even the military, are blood, and you're going to appreciate this, and it makes me sick, but they are blood-sacrificing Satanists. Now, most people can't even believe that. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, I saw a Sun article that was sent to me by a friend Rob in Great Britain, and they're saying, well, look at all these crazy things that Q believed, you know, the adenochrome. By the way, you know, I mean, there are stories, open stories, where wealthy people are taking youth blood to try and stay alive. And I want to say something. As someone who's been talking about transhumanism in the Christian world and in print and in podcast broadcast for 26 years, nobody that I know of, they came on board, but nobody would deal with it before that time. And I believe that was the time period to start drawing. Now, behind the scenes, they were working on everything from the Human Genome Project, everything else. I said that from the beginning. That has nothing to do with the human genomes. That's already dialed in. They were looking for the blood of the fallen angel human hybrids known as the giants, if you will, the Nephilim Rephaim. The point is that now we're at an instant in time and space where we're seeing the greatest amount of people dead. I asked a certain person, 2:30 last night in the morning, how many people are dead worldwide according to the secret numbers everybody's keeping? He said 300 million. Well, you do quick and dirty. You know, what is that about? You know, 300 million. So that's up close to a third of a billion. 7.7 billion people. That's a lot of people to die with one jab, and they're not happy with one jab. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that deception is the order of the day. But unfortunately, the reception of deception is, I would say this, manifested in such a almost unbelievable and unbiblical way that I'm astonished. Someone says, does anything ever astonish you? I said, yeah, the cooperation of people with their own death when they know better, when they fear a lying, I won't tell you what I call them, but a lying group of devils, to the point that they don't believe the word of God anymore. They don't believe the 91st Psalm anymore. We won't be afraid of the plague that comes by day or the terror that comes by night. They don't believe. And that, you know, Doug, when somebody says, why have all these things happened? Well, the church is the salt of the earth. I don't see much salt. I do not mock followers of Jesus, honorers of the living God of heaven. I do mock the false facade of Pharisaical and Sadduceical Christianity, who basically has left their first love, would never stand up for Jesus if their life depended on it. And by the way, because they won't stand up for Jesus when their life depends on it, they forfeit eternal life. Well, how can you say that? Simple. Who else told us what was going to happen in the end times? Look, I've read Nostradamus. I've read probably two or three pieces of big books, okay? Big books years ago. But, you know, Jesus said, I'm not going to tell you these things in secret. I'm going to speak them plainly to you. I know people, and here's what I want people to understand. The prophecies in the Old Testament, the prophecies in the New Testament, Jesus, Matthew 24, Luke 21, the statements in the book of Revelation, I want to remind everybody again, Doug, I'm trying to do this every time I use the term, the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation isn't a book about bad stuff happening. The book of Revelation is the book that God gave to his servant, John, on the island of Patmos, who was banished. They tried to boil him in oil or whatever, and they couldn't kill him. So they banished him finally to Patmos. And it's concerning, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only one worthy in all of heaven, all of creation, however far that goes, however, you know, infinite that goes, to open the seals. In essence, the only one to tell true future history. Oh, I know, I've read, you know, that's one nice thing. Someone said, you're a close-minded Christian. I said, I guarantee you, I have dealt with more subjects that the Christian church will avoid than any other author that I know, published author. That's, somebody said, you're bragging. No, I said, I'm just stating a fact. You just told me that I'm closed-minded. Tell me about this. Tell me about that. Tell me about that. And that's what I was raised up for, to counter, if you will, the lies of the day. And so why I'm saying this is simply, as in the days of Noah, we're going to see not a global flood. God promised he'd never wipe out the earth again. But we're going to get, you said it, Doug, it wasn't raining when Noah entered the ark. It wasn't raining when he was building the ark. I think he got mocked for 120 years. You know, I mean, I don't handle 120 minutes of it, let alone 120 seconds. You know, I'll just keep going down. Because the problem is how do we communicate effectively with all the evidence in the world. You know it as an investigator and respond if you wouldn't mind. If you had the tightest case, you've probably been on cases, and you had all the evidence that the guy was convicted of murder. He murdered. He sat there smirkingly, but he looks at you across, you know, the witness fence and says, "You're never going to convict me because the judge is in my back pocket." Would all the evidence make any difference?
No, no. And I've had that happen. Not exactly like you said, but I've had that happen. And yes, I see, and that's where we're at today. You could have all of the evidence of, for example, the quote unquote vaccine. Okay, it's not a vaccine. I'm tired of the disclaimers, but you get the idea. You could have all the evidence, and you could present the evidence to an unbiased, or you know, to people. I shouldn't say unbiased, but to people, and they will not. They're conditioned, Steve, to not accept the facts, the unbiased facts, the unvarnished facts. And you know, it concerns me, Steve, and maybe you can speak to this. How robotic people have become, and how closed-minded. Not the closed-mindedness. Not the good kind where you close out the unholy, shall we say, or the ungodlike, but the closed-mindedness to the facts. What's going on with these people who, and especially doctors, nurses, the healthcare? You mentioned the healthcare industry, going back to what you said earlier, or the veterans. So you've got this push to essentially kill people by way of this, and control people and kill people by way of this clot shot vaccine, jab, or jawed, as you called it. Why aren't people seeing this for what it is, the majority of people, and why have they doubled down, those people who are not seeing it, why have they doubled down on this?
Well, I think the reason, and it goes along with the question, Doug, is why are they just the devil telling us what he's going to do? Because there's no resistance. And I told you in some of the angelic glyphs that we'll call it angel script. Fallen angels don't write in English, Hebrew, they can, but they have their own communication. So many of the images and symbols we see. But here's the deal. The reason is that people have been, let's say this, chemically lobotomized, electromagnetically cauterized. We're to the point now where Satan has nothing to fear. They can't stop us. I told you, one of the conversations that was held between Lucifer and one of his fallen angels. Well, how can you know that? Simple. Somebody who saw it made a copy of it in the translation team around the world, not just a single person, interpreted it. And I tell you, this is the most astonishing thing I know of my own ongoing glyph project, when one of the fallen angels, I'm not going to tell you his name, it was very clear. The only reason why is I don't want people, you know, getting into an area of warfare they're not capable of maintaining. But he said, "Lucifer, did you ever believe it would be this easy to kill so many humans?"
You know, I've got to speak to this, if you don't mind, okay?
No.
Again, folks, it's no secret, you know, Russ Dizdar, S-I-I-U, ShatteredTheDarkness.net, and myself, we're working on some things that, we're talking about an Epstein-level kind of situation here. Okay, Epstein, think about that, Epstein-level, and I'm not overstating this. So, the communications, I'm not gonna show the glyphs, okay? But, I've worked cases where somebody says, "Hey, this came through in a different language. Can you have this translated?" And, you know, okay, I can do this. Russ sends me this picture and says, "Hey, this came through in a different language. Can you have this translated?" I looked at this. I said, "Huh? What is this?" You know, I mean, to write it out, you would have to, look, I don't even know how to explain it, but all I gotta say is it was mind blowing to me. So I'm thinking, yeah, well, who would translate this? Can you tell me? You know, I can't go down to the International Institute and have it translated. And Steve Quayle sent it to Steve Quayle, and he sent it off to his professional team. And I don't know, a couple of days later, it comes back. Oh yeah, we've seen this before. It's an ancient angelic language that, you know, on and on and on. I'm thinking, how? Who do you know? I mean, who are these people? What? Huh? It blew my mind. And folks, well, you're going to see the evidence one day. When you see it, you're going to be just as tongue-tied, just as blown away as I was. And to look at it, I'm thinking, okay, there's something really, really bad going on right now. But I got to tell you, your team and you, Steve, God bless you, man, for what you do. So this Glyphs project is so critically important. And, you know, God works so well. I mean, God is amazing because just the time that you're working on the Glyphs project is the same time that we get this information that needs translated. Who could plan that? Who except God could plan that? I'm just saying. So go ahead, sir.
Well, I think it's important, Doug, and that's why, again, we're going to have a fundraiser, and I'm shooting for the next 2 weeks for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know something. When you guys see this on Hagmann and the stuff that, you know, in the next fundraiser, and you get to hear about what's going on with the Aztec and aliens and get a real view into the world of what I would call supernatural espionage. When you hear the man who has put up with so much stuff, and even today, actually, I'm sorry, when I say today, Doug, I mean from midnight on, because I think it was 3:30 or 4:30 in the morning when, you know, I was communicating with him, just the harassment. They will not allow him to upload images, the they. Who's the they? Well, they all end in A, obviously. Think about it. The intelligence agencies, what are they scared of? And what are they really wanting us to locate for them? And what are they afraid that I'll get the information and someone will get to a device? I'll just be honest with you. It's a crashed alien craft. It has already enough fuel in it. This is by the Glyphs are telling us that even, you're going to love this, even its cloaking shield and its weapon systems are active, okay? Now, let me ask you this, people. Do you believe it? Well, what if I told you all of what I just said is in ancient languages that has been absolutely identified? And for all of you guys that are going to go over this with a fine-tooth comb, I don't know yet where it is. If you quit, I can't say that. If you quit messing with us, you know, you'll get it easier. Don't send your junior trainees to mess things up. And Doug, you know who I'm speaking to in that statement, right?
I think I got an idea. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And somebody says, why would you even take the time to do that? Because, ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't be more serious. So when we do the fundraiser, I'm going to have the latest messages for you to see in real time. They're going to blow your mind. There are already people, Doug, off that one image that I put up, or thank you, I don't put up, Eric put up, of the Glyphs, and they're trying to figure out how to read the alphabet. I'm going to give the whole alphabet out, okay? But one thing I will not divulge, and it's for everyone else's sake. And here's how I pray. I said, Lord, everything I'm doing is for the knowledge of the resurrection and the power of Jesus Christ. But you said your people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Lord Jesus, don't let me go one inch beyond where I should go and only keep me where I need to stay. And I think you understand that, Doug.
Amen.
We're dealing, and forgive me, with what you guys are dealing with in the field. And I'm going to address something. Any ignorant rear end of a donkey that thinks when Doug isn't on the radio, he's out golfing or something, and I know what's going on in the field because I'm being informed by them. The thing is, I'm just telling you guys this. What the hell are you thinking? You know, Doug, I don't even know, and I got to say this. I think if most people watch the most gruesome execution of innocent children, the way they, and I'm not going to tell how it goes on or anything. I told you, Doug, I can't take it, brother. I can't take it. And so I even take myself out of the equation. When I say can't take it, it makes me furious that we as Christians allow this stuff to go on, not even caring. And let me share this. I don't think we care. What? We just heard that under Obama's administration, baby heads were being sold for $550 a piece.
Yep. Yep. Hundred and some odd pages released by Judicial Watch. Yep. Yep. Yeah. You got that right.
And I got to say this, Lord, am I taking liberties to say that the United States is a nation totally given over to judgment and totally given over to insanity? Well, I don't believe anybody hears from God. Oh, really? Well, then how will you explain the things that we're telling you are happening before they happen? Give me an example. Oh, transhumanism. Give me an example. Weather wars, geoengineering. If I had my way, I would nominate Dane Wigington for the Nobel Peace Prize. I don't believe a man on earth. I love the guy. I respect the guy. I don't believe a man on earth has integrated his passion, his life, his substance, and absolutely tried to stop the denigration and destruction of the planet through geoengineering. I don't believe anybody has done a better job than him. I don't.
Yeah, he is. Geoengineeringwatch.org, right, Eric?
Yes.
Kentucky? Yeah, okay. Yeah, folks, make sure you go there and look at the material because you're right, Steve. Dana's done just a fantastic job. And you know, one other thing about that, everything you're mentioning here, okay, it really kind of blows my mind to the extent that everything you're mentioning here, when there is you have to read between the lines, folks, but when there is an on-the-ground engagement that we're a part of, and there's demonic backdrop and influence there. Now, we know demons lie, but the other party doesn't, okay? There's a filter, but then there's not a filter. Everything that we're saying here is... whether it's geoengineering, as Steve just spoke about, or whether it's the Planned Parenthood sale of body parts to the bloodletting Steve talked about earlier, to the military being compromised, you have no idea. They're all saying, oh, you don't have any clue of what's going on. It's worse than you can even imagine. And then to back it up, we have evidence from... I'll say witnesses because that's the best way to describe it. Everything that Steve's talking about, right now, we have the evidence. Can we release it? Not yet, but stand by. Because
I want people to understand this. When somebody says, so what's in it for you, Quayle? What's in it for you, Hagman? What's in it for you, Dizdar? You know what it is? You, Doug, have seen Russ's passion. Another guy. There's nobody I admire more in the earth than Russ Dizdar. It's not flattery, but the Bible says give credit to whom credit due, honor to whom honor's due. Same thing with Craig Sawyer. And I have to ask myself this question. What kind of a non-human monster would try and slander those who are trying to slander this? And I pray. What I'm praying is that God literally opens up a revelation of the horrors to those people, and they're probably already involved in it, but if they're not, that God will open their eyes to see the incredible, wicked fruit of their lives in trying to destroy those who are trying to stop this stuff. Yeah. That's what I'm praying.
And you know what? And there's an agenda behind all of that, because when you look at it, and you see the timing and such, there is a perfect agenda behind what those people are doing. We're not just addressing detractors. We're addressing facilitators and co-conspirators. We're not just... Okay, so that, just to be clear. Steve, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, could anybody imagine people in the Pentagon sacrificing? And people say, oh, that's just crazy talk. You don't understand. The whole world lies in the evil one. You know why they... want Christians dead? You know why they're making war on the Christians right now? Because of the truth, T-R-U-T-H. And the truth will always expose them. So they want to be able to have a total killing field with Christianity. And Doug, I'm saying this. I have never in my life seen the degree of surrender to the power of Satan more than in the Christian church, the evangelical world. Never. Never.
And Steve, this is a good place. Hold that thought because we're going to move to A Tale of Two two tsunamis, both coast or toast to exactly what we're talking about now, treason and treachery. You're listening to the Hagman Report right here on the Global Star Radio Network, also on Rumble and Brighteon. Please subscribe. Spreaker as well, over 1.5 million downloads there. And you're listening to Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Before I get back to Steve, you know, look, folks, summer's coming to an end. Leaves are about to fall. When Mother Nature does her thing to prepare for the new season, you can do yours by getting free life insurance quotes with Policy Genius. And I want to thank them for being one of a few corporate sponsors that still stand by us, Policy Genius. But, you know, if someone relies on your financial support, whether it's a child or an aging parent or even a business partner, you need life insurance. I know we have Key Man Insurance here through Policy Genius, and they're a great company. Policy Genius makes it easy to compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers in one place. Why compare? You could save up to 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. You could save up save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. And you know, eligible applicants can get covered in as little as a week thanks to an award-winning policy option that swaps the standard medical examination for a simple phone call. This exclusive policy was recently rated number one by Forbes Advisor, higher than options from Ladder, Ethos, and Bestow. But you might say, well, how do I get this? Okay, policygenius.com. Getting started is easy. First, head to policygenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need, compare personalized quotes to find your best price. And then when you're ready to apply, Policy Genius team, they handle all the paperwork and scheduling for free. It's just that easy. Policy Genius does not add on extra fees. And I love it for that. Head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius, when it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. And you know what? It's even more important to get it right, especially if you have someone relying on your income. Policygenius.com. I want to thank them again. And with me is Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, gen6.com. If you haven't done so already, you got to get the extinction protocols. If you haven't done that, do it because it's well worth it. Steve, let me ask you a question about this because I got an email about this. Does that, if you get the video on demand for extinction protocols, are you able to get previous conferences or no?
Limited to the conference that is, you know, presented for the year, and it stays up for a year.
Okay.
All the other ones have to be ordered exclusively.
Okay. All right. I didn't know how to answer them. Okay. So you heard that, folks. So it's, yeah, it would be counterintuitive, I suspect, to do it elsewise. So,
yeah, I couldn't afford to do that because, again, the situation is that right now, and this is one of the things I believe, and I want to share this, and this is critical. By the way, the fundraiser will be like the last one. You'll have to buy a ticket for it because, ladies and gentlemen, the expedition, the GLIP project, they're huge expenses. But I believe that the workman is worthy of his hire. I have no problems with that. And some of you have been so generous, mind-boggling generous. I don't ask for money. I don't ask for it. Even the veterans that are, you know, and the single moms and the widows, you know. One thing I got to say, the widows too, if you need help, you got to make sure you know your own address. One lady we sent, a sizable check for, I think $2,000. She kept emailing me, where is my check? Where is my check? Well, she put the wrong address on it. The post office held it. We said, here's the tracking number. And sure enough, you know, for 3 weeks, she kept emailing me as if I were a liar. We finally got the check back. We said, we can't send it until you give us your right address. So those kinds of things are frustrating, okay? You know, it's really important that people understand this. I'm going to send right now to Eric. And Eric, this is kind of, see if you can, I don't have a bigger version on this computer. I'll show you one of the most recent, again, recent glyphs. And here's what it's, here, let me send it to Eric first, okay? And,
I can't wait to see this myself. Folks, yeah. If you're listening to this on the radio, go ahead and go to our Rumble channel or Brighteon channel, or just go to HagmanReport.com. There you're going to see all of the video on this. I can't wait to see this myself.
And again, I'm not trying to be, but this is in real time, and I'm sorry. You know, I have one, two, and I'm looking over my, I have three computers, you know, and different stuff. And unfortunately, you know, this is a small version. There's a bigger version. So Eric, if you can clean it up before you put it up, let me know what you can do. But people get a handle on it. But you're gonna find this one really interesting, Doug. And I'll wait and you read it and I'll define it. I mean, it's simple. I mean, you know, it's English. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, there are entities in the Pentagon that can read this stuff in real time.
You know, and people ought to know this. And I just want to add to what you said earlier. You know, this is not a cheap date that you're involved in getting this information. And I saw, hopefully I can say this. I saw a photograph from one of your people on the ground in some place. I'm not going to say where, but being, how can I put this nicely, being harassed by one of the, shall we say, intelligence agencies. Is that a fair statement? I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You know,
when I saw it, I thought, you know, okay, so you're on this, you know, you're onto something, and you know that others are interested. Yeah, so that's good. And I'm just waiting for, we're just.
It's coming to you. I just got to make sure it's sanitized to a certain level.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And Eric, again, I apologize. It's fuzzy. So if you can sharpen it up even. And ladies and gentlemen, we do this for Doug, and you'll get a presentation package. It will be just like the last report that Daniel Holdings did. An excellent job. And this is what goes on to fund, you know, Doug's podcast, because no one else is getting this stuff, Doug. I want people to understand that. No one else. And that's how I am so grateful to Doug for providing this. And I want to share this too. I sent you, Doug, an email from a woman in Lebanon. Do you remember that?
I do.
Okay. And because of all the glyph messages, I think she's in the United States, her friend or prayer partner is in Lebanon. Of all of them, I picked that one. Now, I believe God orchestrated this. I'm not looking for miracles. I'm telling you miracles. And it was so amazing. Maybe I'll look for that, but go ahead. This has gone out to, you know, to Eric right now, but it is so astonishing to me. And I'm going to look for that other thing. So tell me when it comes in and Eric's got it cleared up, cleaned up. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for the size of it. I mean, everything that we do for Doug's past fundraiser, most of you have seen it. It was pretty, I mean, I've gotten raves from all over the world. And, you know, one person says, shut my mouth. I thought you were crazy. And they said, now I'm crazy for not believing you. And I'm just, you know, I guess shut my mouth. I thought that was interesting.
You know, some of this is just so hard to believe. And you know, I in all fairness, look, I thought this was pretty out there before until I started seeing it in real time. And then how his team and what Steve is doing. All of this is relevant to today because you're actually seeing in real time, in my view anyway, at least my investigative view, a deconstruction of a plan, plot, scheme, demonically inspired plan, plot, scheme to take down not just the United States but all of the Western civilization, to subjugate it to a demonic one world government, new world order under the ultimately under the Antichrist. And this is what's happening. So do I want to read it? Yeah, go ahead. It's up.
Thank you so much, Eric.
you see what I mean? When you get something, a piece of paper and you see okay, can you have that translated? Huh? Yeah. Okay. So folks, what that says on top. All right. From the home of Baal, Babylon, of the USA, the command goes out to all sections to begin phase two of our project on September 11th, 2021. Daily reports expected back. Go ahead and translate that. Yeah.
And now, Doug, do not some of those symbols look very familiar to a lot of the, quote, satanic dictations through a multiple? And that's all you need to answer.
Yes.
Yep. So see, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm telling you is this, and this is critical. I want God's people to be informed. So when the AC shows up, well, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be in heaven. Well, that attitude, you probably will, but it won't be by the rapture. You're going to start seeing some of the most subliminal symbols being sent that only if you understand subliminal imaging will you pick up. But these images appear in different forms and different shapes. Some of them are singled out. And again, I want people to understand, Doug, that I have a later one. I can't find it right now, but you're going to see a period of messages from, I don't know, probably 3 to 6 months. And you're going to see the date of them. By the way, I'm not manipulating date. That's why I'm leaving the original emails there to how all this is being orchestrated supernaturally. All of it.
So the bigger picture, that is the bigger picture, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, that is a bigger picture.
Okay, because some people might say, well, you know, I don't really need to, you know, well, I glyphs. I mean, but that's the architecture of what Schwab and others, the Great Reset and this New World Order. This is the, I guess the stenography.
Yeah, it is. It's pornographic stenographic. Okay. Steno-pornographic. Now, I'm going to read this, Doug, because this, I want people to understand something. Thank you for your supporting Doug Hagmann. Thank you. Someone said, well, that's self-serving. No, it's God-serving. This is from a program, and I don't know if it was, it must have been, it looks like on the date, September 11th. That's when she wrote it. I won't give her name, but Doug, I'm reading it, and you have a copy of this. You can look up on your own email. But she said this. May I read it? This blew my mind. This absolutely took my breath away. Whether you remember me or not, I had to write to tell you what happened. God led me to watch your interview last night on the Hagmann Report. There was an unexpected supernatural intervention by God as you were explaining the glyphs of the fallen angel writings that were uncovered. I happen to be Lebanese origin and lived there throughout the Civil War. Lebanon was my home for 35 years. I also lead a powerful intercessory prayer line that comes on every single day between 9 and 12 a.m. And Lebanon has been in my heart and prayer because of the devastation that has overtaken that beautiful country. By the way, it was once considered the most beautiful, if you will, coastal country in the world, Lebanon. It's gorgeous. It's just gorgeous. Even the Bible refers to the cedars of Lebanon. Now listen to this. This is again Claire, no other names. Suddenly you began to talk about the angel writing in the glyphs and you show the only one that refers to Lebanon. No coincidence. And what those dark angels were communicating to each other. My eyes popped out and as if you were talking only to me personally. I stopped because I knew I needed a partner to pray with in order to completely break the bands of the dark side that have plagued the nation since 1973. She said, you were God's messenger to me to intercede again for Lebanon. This morning, I woke up unusually early to get a call from my closest friend in Lebanon who was praying all night and said, I knew I had to contact you because you have a word for me. And I'm getting goosebumps. Steve, let me tell you, the breakthrough has come. They have formed a new government made of people who have never been in politics with a brand new message of hope. My prayers, because of your message to me and my obedience to God, have sealed the deal. Amen. How is that not beautiful, Doug?
When I first got it from you, I was astounded. Yes, and thank you, because that's almost verbatim what she sent.
Left out the bottom part because it was personal to me. You probably noticed that, but anyway. The importance of what we're seeing now, ladies and gentlemen, is I can tell you, and this will be in the report for Doug, I can tell you the fundraiser, it'll probably go, what did we do the last one, 2 hours?
Yeah, I believe 2 hours. So, yeah.
Yeah. It'll be so mind-blowing that if it blows my mind, and I'm the guy that's doing this, I'm the one, and here's what I'm saying. I have ADD. I have ABC. I have all this stuff, but the fact that God would give me something to pull a team together, and these guys from all over the and women from all over the world, when they saw the project, they volunteered their time at no cost. I could never have done it, Doug, it would have been in the tens of millions of dollars.
Easily.
In Europe. Yeah. That's not BS, you know? You'll see stuff that will blow your mind. And I want to just share with people right now that what we're watching, literally in shortages, literally there are glyphs talking about stop this producer, do this to the farming, do this, short this, kill this, you know, block this. It's the blueprint for destruction. Now, the Bible says, surely the Lord God will do nothing except he reveals his secrets to his servants of prophets. Every single one of you that knows Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and testifies that has a spirit of prophecy. Because that's what the book of Revelation says. The testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy. Doesn't mean everybody's called to be a prophet, especially the ones that email me night and day and, you know, ask me what I think. Well, they shouldn't be worried about what I think. They should ask God to tell them. I mean, that's what they're claiming. But I want to make it clear that there's so many people around the world, Doug, that if it were not for your platform, and I thank God for it, we wouldn't get real-time intelligence. Let me give you a couple examples. Here's one I got. I got to remember what time this was. 5:40 yesterday in the morning. I was just as from Dan. I was just listening to your latest interview with Dave Hodges. Don't know if you had heard, but the Bering Sea crab 2021 season has been canceled. Not sure if it was a crab count or something else. The season was to start on October 15th. I've been involved with the crab vessels for almost 40 years. This has never happened before. And I want to make a statement right here. After, and thank you, Dan. God bless you. I mean that with all of his riches in heaven. That when you hear, it's never been like this before. I've never seen it like this before. Understand, it's never been like this before because that's how you have the prima facie evidence that we are in the times that Jesus spoke about, okay? Shortages. I remember saying, you were Branson when I said the word normal will never be used again. Things will never return to normal. About, I don't know, within a couple months, you know? How do I say this? The word normal, everyone said, will we ever return to normal? I looked it up one time on Google and look up normal. I mean, before it wasn't that many postings. After that, it just people started to notice it. And then, Doug, here's the other one. This one just came in while you and I are on the air. And this is from Jim. God bless you, Jim. He said this. My wife bought a new Maytag range in May, and this week the oven temperature sensor quit working. The warranty repair tech told us the part will have to be ordered, and he just repaired a refrigerator for a woman, and it took 3 months to get the part. Things are getting bad in the supply chain. P.S. Local farm supply store is sold out of ivermectin. Ladies and gentlemen, the attack on Joe Rogan, Christy Alley, people that have successfully fought COVID-19, is from the pharmaceuticals. And I got a new word for you, Doug, on your show today, okay? Pharma-deathical companies. Pharma-deathical. P-H-A-R-M-A, deathical, okay? Pharma-deathical.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, please, if anybody says to me, and I'm sorry, this will sound, oh, he's an angry man. I'm anger at stupidity. When someone says to me, oh, you know, this will all blow over, or the vaccines are doing a good job. He said, yeah, killing people. How can cognition, thinking, how can perception be this distorted that people can't even put one and one together and see if you've got a 90% vaccine rate in Israel, for example, and you've got maximum dose of people hospitalized, and maximum deaths, the ones that are being reported are nothing. The ones that aren't being reported are everything. So for someone to say, I don't believe this is a population, a depopulation event at all. I think you're just trying to scare me. I said, well, ma'am, let me give you the good news. You've taken two vaccines? Yeah. And you're going to take the booster? Oh, yes. I said, you're dead already. Write your will. Say goodbye to your family. And I'm not being unloving. I'm just being pragmatic. And Doug, that's what people are no longer capable of adding two and two together. They just can't do it.
Well, I think a lot of it too is people refuse, especially the people that haven't listened to you or me or Dave Hodges and others. They don't believe that the government, in quotation marks, or the people in power would actually do that to a population, seemingly to forget what happened in Nazi Germany and in the 40s and what happened with under Pol Pot and what happened under Stalin and so on. So, but yes, they can and they are. And it's hard to accept. And again, it goes back to, you know, it's easier to fool a person than it is to tell a person that they've been fooled or they've been had or they've, you know, they've been lied to. They've gotten the, and if anyone's ever worked with, or even known someone, who's had a friend whose partner, spouse, you know, wife or husband has been stepping out on them, so to speak, you know, try to convince them of that. It's an uphill battle. But, you know, even with evidence, it's an uphill battle. So that's kind of the mentality, I think, right? Is that, you know, don't tell me that because that means I made a mistake or that means I fell for the lie. I don't know.
Well, yeah, people would rather die in a lie than repent of the lie and embrace the truth. Now, there's a power statement. I want people to hear that, you know?
And that's a powerful statement.
That is a powerful statement. People would rather believe the lie and die from the lie than embrace the truth. So if let me ask you this. How many of you have ever walked by a graveyard, okay, and looked at all the headstones and say, by golly, I just can't wait until I got a really cool headstone? No, most of you walk by graveyards, unless you're there to honor a loved one's passing or respect someone, you're going, I'm going to end up there too. What would my headstone be? Most people, and there are people who do, they'll go lay on graves. By the way, this was a Christian heresy years ago. I think they called it grave sucking, where if you could find cemetery plot of someone who's famous that had an anointing, they'd go lay on that grave site and basically get the anointing. And, you know, in essence, they wanted to vacuum clean the anointing of the dead person that's no longer there, that walked in the power of God. You remember that? You may not have known that movement.
Yeah. That's a truth. That's a real thing. That's a real thing, folks. And it, by the way, hint, it gets worse from there. Okay.
Yep.
But that's a real thing.
Yep. And I'm sending Eric right now another map. We're talking about shortages. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason about the tsunamis is whatever water on the West Coast, the Pacific Northwest, the drought map, in case you're watching it, it's updated month by month. It's spreading. S-P-R-E-A-D-I-N-G. It's spreading. It's increasing. Everybody who's making, producing, growing, raising, producing, canning, trucking food, it's becoming more and more difficult to find things, to find your favorite, this, that, or the other thing. I'm going to tell you something. Forget the word favorite. Pretty soon, it won't be, I'm looking for my favorite thing. It'll be, I'm looking for anything.
Steve, I talked to you off air about this. Eric the Tech went this morning to Sheetz, which is like a 7-Eleven. Now, look at that. What is the order screen image there? Touch screen to order. Sorry that we may be out of your go-to favorites today. The nationwide supply struggle is real. Okay. Now, for them to admit that on a screen like that, okay. So you doubt that this is happening? There it is. As of, I don't know, early this morning, there it is. Erie, Pennsylvania. So, okay, we're getting the other image up too. So.
And Doug, I want to make an announcement on Galileo. Galileo is up now and ready for all of you who bought satellite phones waiting for it. Thank you for your patience. The bugs are worked out. Doug and I and Mike Adams and Alex Jones will start. We're all going to start posting our alerts to you in real time. And those alerts, well, unfortunately, are limited to 140 characters. But the thing is, the collective amount of alerts is going to be overwhelming. So those of you who have satellite phones will have to go out and set up a time, you know, either noon or at 6 p.m. and take a look at all the messages and the alerts. These are only going out to satellite phones. You know what happened? When we were trying to copy the alerts to the cell phones, what happened is they were getting censored in real time. So the software had to be changed. So again, ladies and gentlemen, go to Galileo, G-A-L-I-L-E-Y-O.com. All of you who have satellite phones, and sign up, please, because now it is running. Thank you. And you get a 1 month free trial. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, some of these people are being paid. That's why there's a subscription price. I can send my stuff out, and I do free. But the bottom line is, at some point, Galileo is the server. I mean, they have the infrastructure to take everything that Doug posts. And we now have Manuel from Strange Sounds. I think he's one of the, and again, I know him. I mean, I've met him through Zoom, but his website is a go-to website. The guy is in Europe, so he's, when we're all sleeping, he can center, he can basically center his focus on what's happening around the world, especially that we won't see, because the newspaper headlines in America are totally controlled, and you will not have access to the truth if they take the net down. That won't be the case with satellite. Now, somebody said, well, what happens to the nuclear war to my cell phone? I said, then you got a bigger problem. You know? Yeah. I mean, seriously, you know? That's like me telling somebody, I want to go give a blood transfusion on Monday morning, but what happens when Dracula shows up on Sunday night to I'm making this up, of course, facetiously. I said, you don't have a problem then, do you? This is for while we have the time to give the alerts and give the warnings. And this is really critical. So again, it's on my website, Doug, if you know, it's on your website too.
Yep.
But Eric, will you put up Galileo again? And if you wouldn't mind, and then we'll get to the pasture and range conditions. But the point that I want people to understand, when cellular networks go down, they have in Texas last year, they have in New Orleans this year, and internet access fails. They're already talking about shutting down the net through a cyber attack and selectively shutting us down. The us is the 200 most, I guess you'd say, effective alternate news sites. Dave Hodges got that shown to him by a government insider. Galileo will keep you informed via the global satellite infrastructure guaranteed. And then you click on it and it says, start your 1 month free. You go there and you can enter in your satellite phone number and your, you know, your important information, and you'll have to put a credit card in there because look, nobody can do everything for free, but the value of this is absolutely astonishing. I think it's 10 bucks a month. Well, you know, I'm sorry. Someone said, well, I can't afford a satellite phone. How can I get Galileo? Well, you can't. And if you can't afford it, you should be spending your money on food. Because chances are, and I want to make this isn't meant to be cruel, it isn't meant to be snobbish, but the people that can afford it have a greater reach than the people that can't. And we're making the plan, and I've said this months ago, my plan is to basically get the hams, that, and I'm talking about ham shortwave radio operators, these phones, okay? And so the hams can have a secondary, and they're going to try and knock them off too. And, you know, you're seeing this receive alerts, including Doug, Steve, Mike, Dave Hodges, Manuel Petiat. All of these people are going to be inputting their data. These are alerts, not articles, okay? I want you to understand. Articles, if there's a title, like I think I put this one up too, today, you needed to know that. And again, you'll have breaking news. Look at the civil unrest, infrastructure, disruption of food supply. What, hey, like for instance, Doug, what Eric took the picture of the sign today in your area, all you got to do is basically say food shortages at such and such, you know, to start keeping people informed. Financial markets, you know, we're bringing on David Morgan to be the financial market guy. He goes all over the world. He knows what he's talking about. I've known David. We've been friends for, I think, 30-some years. So that's a long-time friendship. But hurricanes, tornadoes, active solar storms. This is all the stuff that's going to be available. So again, ladies and gentlemen, those who've been waiting, please, it may jam up now, but please go and sign up because now it's ready. And we've been test posting or whatever since that time. The Inmarsat ISAT phone 2 satellite phone, it's available. And by the way, I guess we've been pretty effective. People are grabbing this, so you need to be talking to the satellite phone store about getting them because right now I think we've sold so many. The promotion will show a $0, but the real podcast promo is $99.95 a month. You get the phone free. That's a big deal. I mean, it's free. Of course, it's going to cost you, you know, the $9.95 a month, but I mean, these things cost Tina, the owner, one of the owners of the satellite phone store, you know, $700-$800 depending on which way you configure it. I know they've got specials. And then everybody, you've got to know this. Set yourself up a schedule. If you wake at 6 o'clock in Texas, then go out and look at what came in through the night. I just do this, Doug. I'm telling everybody, do it at 7. You know, do it whatever time you want, but do it 3 times a day. It doesn't cost you to do that. You have to go out, you have to open up your antenna and basically acquire the satellites a minute, and then you can get the download in your text message. So that's pretty important, and that's available now, so sign up now. And then again, is the satellite phone store's number on that last, Eric, we put that up too?
And I should add this. Yeah. I just want to add this. You know, if you're unclear of where to stand or position yourself with the satellite phone, just stand underneath your satellite dish for your television, okay? That'll work. And yes, the number's on there.
And for the people on the radio, it's 941-999-3169. 941-999-3169. I'm already told because of the, how should I say this, the anticipation. And again, first and foremost, okay, and make sure you tell them you heard it on Doug Hagman's show because that enables us to basically gear messages to Doug's, to my listeners, our combination listeners, Mike, etc. But you have access to every one of the alerts. So
I thought we got kickbacks, but I guess not. Okay. But no, that's seriously, folks, that's to tailor your interests based on, I mean, it's easy. So if you listen to Steve and I, you just click alerts for Steve, alerts for Doug or whatever. And so that's what that's about.
Yeah. And so some people want to hear from Doug, and I was watching yours. I mean, and rightly so, you have a huge audience, but you know, followers. And so ladies and gentlemen, what this is, again, it's texting. It's like the old Blackberries, but it's not dependent on any landline. It's not depending on any power outage. It's not depending on any censorship, and you can't be tracked within 6 inches of your, doom range, you know? And now, Eric, I'm just saying this, please sign up for Galileo.com, and it tells you right on the website what the address is. And you go on my website, Doug's website. I have a big thing on Galileo. Doug has the same thing. And what's important is this, is that information is everything. You don't think information is everything? You can't believe what's known about you to every American spy agency, but more importantly, every Chinese spy agency. And Doug, I made the statement one time, women, I told them this when Faces of Death book came out. I said, I was told by an in-field high-ranking intelligence agent that one of the promises for the Chinese men, because now they're worried about their birth rate falling due to the anticipated destruction of World War III, that they have picked out girlfriends, American girls, and when I say girlfriends, you won't have anything to say about this when they come and take us over by land. But guess what, ladies? A lot of you young things may have plans for your future, but so does the Chinese military. You know, Doug, I never got more resistance to that statement. But now look at Faces of Death book. There's no better definition, in my opinion, of Faces of Death book than that statement. Because now they're using all facial recognition. And oh, by the way, all your photos. Oh, here's me and Jilly at the beach. They know what time you're at the beach. They know what beach, you know. And the new, I can't say the word, the new technological phones that are coming out, if you think we got spy surveillance now, you haven't seen anything. You haven't even begun to embrace it. So, hey, Eric, can we put this up? Because I think this is important.
Is the pasture conditions? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
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 In fact, I sent him that same article, too.
Okay.
I think it's from your website. So.
Yeah, and I think it's important that people understand this, that, you know, when you see brown or you see blood red or dried blood brown, that's not a good thing. Look at Montana. Look at the state of Washington. Look at the state of, you know, I mean, we're talking about just pasture and range right now. And I can tell you this, Doug, it's going to affect everything, but somehow people have disconnected and everyone.
You know,
I want people to understand that.
And we are, look, Steve, I took a trip late last night to a grocery store here, and the meat section was, I was really surprised by the lack of selection, and those are your words.
It was not meaty.
It was not meaty. Thank you, Eric the Tech. You're right. Where's the beef? Not here. So, it's pretty sobering to see that. You're right.
Well, and see, here's the thing too. People that are going to be put into a squeeze or a cash crunch, we've been warning about this for those of us in the prep business. We've been warning about, you know, I don't know how many articles I have posted. I've lost different drives and different, counts of my articles posted on my website since the websites first came in. And I mean, you've got to say how much more can, how should I say this, people take on a fixed income? They can't. So, Doug, I want people to understand something. When you are going to conquer a nation, just like Stalin, Ukraine, he starved 5 million people to death. Can you imagine? And I want people to hear this clearly. Well, I don't believe it because the mainstream press hasn't taken it. If you believe the mainstream press, it's like sitting down in a breakfast table with a, basically, I'm saying this, with a dry, drying, smelly dish of vomit and a glass of cow urine. Okay? How's that? That's what it's like to believe the mainstream, because they have an attitude of, their attitude is on the masses and the common hardworking American. They have an attitude, I won't use the word because it'll be offensive to somebody, but urinate on them, okay? That's what they say. They don't say it in a nice way. They say it in a crude way. So even Jesus said, if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. Nobody likes tepid water. I mean, maybe some people do. Yeah, if you're jumping into a lake or a, you know, whatever, a river or something, being baptized in the middle of winter in a pond. I know people that have that happen. You know, it comes to the point where maybe tepid warmer. It's not really warm. It's not really cold, but you don't freeze and you don't boil. But this is why I've got it. I think, Doug, I've got to, you've got to, we've got to have God's blessing to be able to articulate the lateness and the madness of the moment, okay? Notice I no longer say lateness of the hour. It is not there. It is minute by minute. And don't believe for a minute, pun intended, that the Australian, obviously, the big meeting in Australia was about nuclear submarines. That's just the cover story. They were talking about all of the Four Eyes nations, New Zealand, Australia, Britain, United States, and I don't know if Canada is still involved in the Five Eyes. Look, you can look it up, Five Eyes. But having, you're going to love it, international passports. They're going to collectively kill K-I-L-L-L, all alternative news. That was on the agenda. They're going to take out and take down anyone they see as a threat. This is what's being discussed, ladies and gentlemen. You think that's crazy? Look at what Australia's done to its citizens. Look at it stealing 25,000 little kids away from their parents and injecting them. Look at the cops. And no longer are you a citizen, you're a subject. And when you're a subject, that means you are subjected to whatever the dictators put forth upon you. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the New World Order. Welcome to the Global Reset. And oh, by the way, whenever you hear the Global Reset, always think New World Order. But before New World Order, chaos has to come. And chaos is an entity controlling governments around the world right now. And I'm not talking about the chaos that results from turmoil. I'm talking about an entity that's named chaos that's orchestrating it. Orchestrating. Well, how can you know that? The answer is you already heard the explanation on glyphs. The thing is that we're now, Doug, at a point where people need to, and I want to make this clear, nonviolently resist. Nonviolently. Don't be sucked in. There are mass, I'm going to tell everybody this, all militia guys need to be careful of this. There are initiators, instigators, and foreign agents that are going to come with boxes of goodies. Boxes of goodies mean they're going to try to sell you a lot of illegal stuff. But remember, entrapment. This is a word that was repeated to me. Steve, warn the people of the United States. Maybe, I don't know, Doug, J6, you know, maybe that's entrapment, but look at what happened. Oh, and by the way, I want to make one statement about what happened on obviously the fateful day. When you have that slime bucket, in my opinion, George Bush Jr., who oversaw 9/11, and when he says that the people that were in Washington were equal to the Taliban, I must say this. No, okay, I'll say it this way. Do you understand that, ladies and gentlemen, how many people died to keep Muslim terrorism away and other forms of terrorism? And yet he gets a statement that you, if you even believe in freedom, what that guy turned. No, actually, he was always there. He just manifested himself. Jesus is stripping the veneer off of all of the former claimants and showing us all what they're really like, Doug. He's showing us all what they're really like.
Yeah.
Do not be trapped in. Do not post anything about, by the way, I'm on record, and I know you are too, Doug. We're not anarchists. We're just saying, enforce the constitutional rule of law. Oh, and by the way, try Millie for treason. And oh, by the way, try, T-R-Y. What military court? What legal court? Who's going to enforce that? Guess what? No one, because the rule of law is dead. So you as American citizens have to understand that if the true death count is 300 million people worldwide based on the Wuhan bioweapon, and for the record, I never changed my statement, my position from the beginning. I wrote a book on it. That doesn't mean I'm an expert, but I interviewed tons of really smart people. And the thing is that what I'm trying to get across to people is this. You have got not to be drawn into their court. They say, wear a mask? Don't. Just say, okay, you don't want a mask, restaurant? I won't come here anymore. You know, all nonviolent means. And I'm not kidding. I'm studying the life of Gandhi. You know, one of the most tragic things he said is he really understood the gospel. Now, that didn't save him. But he said, I'd be a Christian. I'd be a Christian because, you know, of what the tenets of the Bible if it weren't for Christians.
I heard that before, and it took me a minute to really kind of wrap my head around that. I'd be a Christian if it weren't for Christians. Okay.
And that was by one of the most nonviolent men who overthrew by nonviolent marches and basically sit down. You know, look, Martin Luther King, people have their different opinions, but it wasn't violence. Yet look at the violence that was initiated. And ladies and gentlemen, black or white, brown, whatever color they want to put on you, remember this. If you're not one of them, they want you dead. I want you to just hear me. They want you dead. Do not listen to the BS narrative of the mainstream media and pray. Pray as you've never prayed. And I, Doug, I've called everybody to pray that's a believer in intercessory prayer, to pray for the alt news people at 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening, whatever time frame, whatever time zone in the world. And people are taking it seriously because, again, Doug, God will always have a witness. As my dear friend Mary Juarez, the most powerful Mexican intercessor, and I want to make that clear, Mexican intercessor I've ever met, she said, son, she used to call me her son. God bless her. She went to be with the Lord decades ago, but she said, never forget, whatever God has for you to do, he always has a ram in the bush. In other words, when it's impossible for us, it's possible for God. Pray that ye be not entrapped. Pray that you be delivered from the snare of the fowler. The devil's the fowler. So again, I'm telling everybody, be very careful about entrapment. Don't go posting pictures of yourselves. I think it's, can I say this? I think it's counterproductive for Christians to be on Facebook. I've said that. I believe it's absolutely idiotic because again, ladies and gentlemen, you think you have an audience there and you do. It's called the major intelligence agencies of the world. Now, do I not believe that this broadcast and what Doug and all of us do is, yeah, but we're not giving them, all the pertinent information, okay, that they want. And ladies and gentlemen, whatever you say on, what are those things? Social media will be used against you at a later day.
You know, you said it right. And I want to add something. You know, we're so into trading convenience for, or our security for convenience. I said something yesterday and I'm going to just say it again. You know, these robot vacuums and folks, you know, I don't care, believe it or not, but, the older ones had cameras in them. I don't even know if camera's the right word, but the sensors to avoid, you know, hitting objects or running over objects, that wouldn't be swept up by these vacuums. Today, the newer ones, and this has been admitted by the manufacturer, have cameras that actually map out the floor plan of your house. And that actually is stored and can be hacked as well. So the floor plan of your house is already up for grabs by something as simple as one of those robotic vacuums. So, you know, folks, Facebook, Twitter, social media platforms like that, you know, yeah, go ahead. If you want to sacrifice your security for what you think is convenience or I don't know, maybe you're in need of friends. Ain't got no friends? Get a dog. I don't know. But
hey, you and I both like our dogs more than a lot of what were considered friends that have now passed into the realm of antiquated familiar persons.
Amen to that, yeah. So, you know, this is all, and it's happening at a breakneck speed, Steve. It's amazing. It's kind of like most people have lived long enough to see someone they love pass away who's been sick. And, you know they're sick, you know they're terminal, and you're watching this process, and you're part of the process. And then, you know, when they do pass away, at that moment, it's like a brick hits you, or it's like something smacks you upside the head. You know, it's the finality of the moment. And I think that's where we are right now. The best way to describe it. We're getting ready to see that final breath of our lifestyles. And I have to say lifestyles because that's what people are kind of tuned into. Be no more. If you think after all, what's the Great Reset all about? You know, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Well, that's enslavement. And hey, you want three hot meals a day? And you want to be protected? That's prison. You know, that's go to prison. That's essentially what it is. So, folks, please listen to what Steve's got to say. And make sure you bookmark stevequayle.com and gen6.com for the Extinction Protocols. And also Galileo. And again, you know what? If you can't afford it, I get it. Don't buy food. Make sure you have food. Do something for yourself. But, you know, Steve, people were kind of calling out to us saying, all you do is talk about problems, but you never offer solutions. Hey, sometimes solutions ain't cheap. Or if they are, relatively speaking, this is inexpensive. Satellite phone in Galileo. So, again, relatively speaking.
But when you take a two, and I'm not a coffee drinker, okay?
Yeah.
But even when I go drink Tazo tea at one of the coffee places, you know, I mean, isn't like at $5, let's say $5. So you'd mean to tell me that two cups of coffee that information that will save your life. And I ask people, do you smoke? Oh, yeah. Do you drink coffee? How much do you spend on that? You know? Yeah,
there's a house payment right there.
Yeah, 10 bucks a month is too much. You know, I'm talking for Galileo, 12 bucks, 100 bucks. Okay, 100 bucks. Most people drink, and Doug, I'm not a coffee drinker. Is this a fair statement? 2 cups a day?
Oh, those are amateurs.
Okay. Okay. Well, so what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, put it into perspective. And King David said this, he said, I will not offer unto the Lord anything that doesn't cost me something. In other words, there are no free lunches. And you're about to find out that statement's going to pass into obscurity, and it's going to be, there are no more lunches. We're going to live in a time to see when one meal a day, and it's going to be, you know, whatever God provides for us is going to be, you know, the order of the day. And by the way, Doug, just as you and I are talking right now, Trump warns Saturday, Justice for J6 rally is a setup meant to denigrate Republican voters. Do not go. That's what he's saying. And he's saying if people don't show up, they'll say, oh, it's a lack of spirit. And if people do show up, they'll be harassed. Worse than that, many will be provoked into altercations. The provocateurs will walk free. You'll go to jail.
And I was just sent a photograph. I can't authenticate this. I was just sent a photograph of a pile of bricks in Washington, D.C., in a place where there's no construction, and they were just, bam, all of a sudden, you know, dropped off there, a couple of pallets. So you know what? What else do you need to know, I guess? You know,
We've never seen that before.
Yeah.
Remember, you can have quiet defiance instead of, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm telling you this, that please understand this is a setup. And you know what? Not only does history repeat itself, but stupidity does. 450. Now, someone says, are you saying that there's no place for... No, what I'm saying is there's a place for it. And by the way, the bricks are the signature of Antifa. Oh, they're also the signature of those who support Antifa. And oh, by the way, even though Trump is making that statement, he should have been dealing with George Soros in the first year of his presidency. And then this, we wouldn't see the nation have been Soros-sided. S-O-R-O-S-C-I-D-E-D.
I agree. No, I think it was a situation. And I've gone into investigations, not realizing how much corruption, how evil the things are. So, you know, sadly, and even the people who are supposed to be working for you, like Millie, I mean, for crying out loud, Esper, who is part of that. Let's not forget Esper, saying, well, you know, okay, we're going to hobnob it with the Chinese, communist Chinese, to undermine you at the, you know, final stages of your presidency. People that are supposed to be on your side. But you and I have never seen that before, have we?
No. And again, even Doug, Roger Stone is saying stay away from the rally. He's saying it's a setup. Of course it is. But ladies and gentlemen, don't be stupid. And again, don't give the enemy, because one thing they can't handle is when they throw a parade and nobody shows up to watch.
It's true.
And that's what this is. And it's going to get worse. Now, I'm going to share this. We have to prayerfully, through imprecatory prayer, and I'm going to do a whole show on imprecatory prayer, because I don't think Christians pray right. Well, the ones that do pray, and they think that God's impressed with flowery speech. And oh Lord, you knowest how I pray that you'll do away with evil. That's not going to happen because you don't understand the Bible. But when God shows you specific evil to pray specifically about, for instance, he taketh the wicked in their own devices. God, take them down in their own devices. Don't be stupid. And by the way, Doug, it's interesting to me. There's always a political rally, but it seems there's never a rally calling people to repentance. If you had a rally calling people to repentance, there'd probably be 10 people show up at this point.
Yeah.
After the next mega quake, mega tsunami, and keep your eyes on Hawaii. I'm telling you this. as you hear and see the headlines on Drudge that the Chinese are moving warships into Hawaii, remember, they're on record as stating they want to trigger the Halina, H-I-L-I-N-A, swamp. Think of slump. That's coming from the swamp. But the deal is remember this, a tale of two tsunamis. Both coasts are toast. And someone says, what about the Gulf Coast? I said, well, you're already seeing the browning of the, when I say the browning, I'm talking as you put toast in a toaster. I don't eat toast, but I'm just trying to remember the days I did. And, you know, the bottom line is you absolutely have different cycles. You can get it darker on each side or you can just warm it up. But the situation of the Gulf Coast is a warm up. The initiation of the tsunamis on both the East and West Coast. And I believe now only God can stop them. And the most likely problem is going to be the one that takes place because of La Palma and the whole, if you will, Cumbre Vieja. You can go on YouTube and watch Cumbre Vieja illustrations. National Geographic and others have put out some pretty amazing videos on it. But here's the point. Left alone, sure, maybe we got 1,000 years. Initiating it and keying up the amount of quakes and the amount, the intensity, and finding out that, hey, those technologies really exist. No matter what nuclear physicists are saying, but why would Russia do it? Ask them why they built hypersonic missiles. Ask them why they have more than one Tsar bomb. Ask them what the weapons of indignation are. Ask them this, ask them that. And then look at our Defense Department. Proud, arrogant, compromised, and traitors. Because listen, if Milley is going to be allowed to stand as JCS, that tells you where the Pentagon's official position is.
There it is. And you could put a period or exclamation point right after that sentence. Steve, we're almost out of time. We got about 2 minutes left of the program. It goes so fast when you're on. I love it. I love the information, download of information that you provide. In the final 2 minutes, it's yours.
Well, in the final 2 minutes, I would say this. Never in the history of the world have more prophetic events of biblical significance, but life-ending and life-threatening forces hit it, coming to a head. We're at a collision point. Remember, Christians, God in Genesis 3:15 puts you at war. And the Satanists and the evil ones, the seed of those who follow Satan, there's a war. You can't deny it. You can try and hide from it, or you can deal with it in prayer. And I would say this, Doug, again, in closing, do not be entrapped on getting caught up with the rah-rah of the moment. And know this, that anybody who will show up in Washington, D.C., my guess is the majority of them will be Antifa, federal initiators. There'll be special operations team. It'll be designed to get another group of people. They were so successful the first time. And remember, patriotism is a wonderful thing, but a relationship with Jesus Christ is more important, and Jesus never lies. And unfortunately, the patriot community has a lot of mouthpieces that are nothing but lies and counterintelligence programs. Amen. Don't look for someone else to do for you what you can only do for yourself when it comes to defending your faith, defending your freedom, defending liberty. And guess what? It can be done nonviolently. So I'm saying, do not look for a violent solution. Look for a nonviolent solution. Look for a non-anarchical. In other words, no anarchy. Do not be drawn into conversations. If you go to sporting goods stores, gun stores, or camping stores, do not get drawn into conversations with somebody saying, yeah, we got to do this, we got to do that. Chances are, you'll find out real quick, those kinds of stores, and fortunately, gun store owners are pretty smart, but there are absolute Judas goats now permeating the preparedness movement, the firearms industry, and anybody who has a platform. That's why Doug and I say we both have tightened our circle of trust.
Amen. And that's right. Yeah, you got to be careful who you listen to and who you speak to as well. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. My brother, I want to thank you for your gift of time today. It was amazing. Really appreciate it.
Blessing. Thank you so much.
All right, folks, that'll do it for me tonight. Steve Quayle, what an amazing 2 hours. A lot of information. A Tale of Two Tsunamis. Both coasts are toast. That was our one, hour two, treason and treachery. Kind of meld together a little bit, and as they should. All right, so tomorrow is Friday. We're going to be, again, back here live tomorrow, God willing. And I just want to say thank you so much for your support. May God bless each and every one of you. Richly bless and protect each and every one of you. Good night.